morning. Have you thought why we do a confession of sin as part of our worship each Lord's Day? Why do we come here and confess our sin? I would suggest there's at least two reasons. It's part of the sanctification process. It's hard for us to grow in godliness if we don't identify our own sin. And also, it helps us give glory to God for His plan of salvation. Part of the sanctification process is that we identify our sins, our transgressions of God's law, and repent of it. That involves acknowledging our sin, resolving not to do it again, and taking steps to avoid situations and circumstances that encourage it. But you know, our hearts are hardened to our own sin. And we need to be reminded of our sin in order to understand how much we need Christ. The world says there is no sin. What are you talking about, sin? What is truth? What is sin? Much of the church says, hey, I'm better than most. That's good enough to get me into heaven. If we understand how much God detests our sin, first we will see clearly our peril without Christ. And there is no greater peril than the peril we face without Christ. Amen? Also, we'll be more grateful for what God has done for us in Christ, and we'll be quicker to glorify God for His mercy and grace. To get a better picture of God's view of sin, what I'd like to do this morning is consider briefly Proverbs 11:22. Proverbs 11:22 says this, "As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a lovely woman who lacks discretion." Now here we're talking about beauty, but it might be any gift God gives us. And if we mar that gift with sin, it looks to God like a ring of gold in a swine snout, a pig snout. Charles Bridges, who wrote a treatise in the 19th century on Proverbs, had this to say about this verse. "As a jewel of gold in a swine snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. A most distasteful and yet an apt comparison. Let us see things as the Bible allows them to us, or shows them to us. If a fair, light-minded young woman should see her own face in the mirror, she might well startle with horror. Beauty indeed is to be honored as a gift of God, yet in itself it is a fading vanity, and without discretion it is as misplaced, as misbecoming, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout. Would the ornament beautify the filthy animal? Rather, would not the unnatural combination make it more than ever an object of disgust? All the charms of beauty are lost upon a foolish woman. Every gift is lost upon a foolish Christian. Instead of retaining honor, she only brings upon herself disgrace. For just as the jewel is soon employed and besmeared in raking the mire, so too often does the beauty of the indiscreet woman become subservient to the vilest passions. Immodest and fantastic garb and apparel is the very sign hanging out that tells us a vain mind lodges within. The soul fallen from God hath lost its true worth and beauty, and therefore it basely descends to these mean things. All external, even all intellectual accomplishments without discretion issue in barrenness. So entirely do we depend upon God's grace for a fruitful improvement of His own gifts." What gifts has God given you? Beauty, strength, intellectual abilities that you mar by getting quickly angry? Charity, parenting, teaching, spiritual insight, business abilities? Then the question is for each of us, are we using our gifts with godly discretion for the glory of God? Or does God see our gift adorning the pig snout because we're using it for our own glory? Let us each take a moment for an honest examination of that question. Dear Father, if we say we have no indiscretion, no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Thank You for Your promise that if we confess our sins, You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Thank You for the forgiveness Jesus has earned for us. In His name, amen.